Faithful, and he will. It seems our time together goes so quickly. Our family has just a couple more days, and some of you do. I know that many are leaving tomorrow. Some of you have just come today because you're dropping off and picking up, and welcome. We trust that even the few hours you're here, you would find Jesus in a very special and sweet way. And so we want to pray. I know tomorrow morning some may be out before we get together for our breakfast and morning meeting. And so we just want to ask God's blessing upon you. It has been a privilege to be able to be here with you, ministers, some of you on staff. You have served the Lord and us well. And our hearts have been knit together, and it's hard to say some goodbyes, but we're thankful for the time that we've shared. If I could just give you a little bit of a change in schedule for tomorrow, that you're prepared. In the morning, the trumpet will blow at 7:30, half hour early, and our breakfast will be at 8 o'clock, half hour early. We have the bus that's coming in for our children, and the campers are packed up and getting ready to be picked up, and so we need to be early tomorrow. Bring your Bibles to breakfast. We'll be having our morning worship at the table. It will be brief, and so if you normally skip breakfast, please be there and join us, because that's where we'll have our time of worship. So trumpet at 7:30, breakfast at 8:30, staff same schedule, 7:30 breakfast, camper same schedule for breakfast, and then we'll all be able to say goodbye to the bus and those that are leaving. But let's pray. Lord, I ask a special blessing on those who have been here these weeks, and some maybe for many weeks, and their time here in ministry is coming to an end, and I pray your hand be upon them as you've given them grace. Let that continue as they go from here, Lord, as you've given them a sense of your presence in a fuller, richer way. Let that not be left here when they leave, but Lord, let them go in the presence of Jesus, that they would sense your abiding glory with them as they go, Lord. Quicken their bodies, dear God, and when they get home, dear Jesus, and face the world again and the cares of life again, we pray, Lord Jesus, that you would put all things in order, there would be no trouble, there would be no conflict, Lord, and just give them the grace that they need. Lord, thank you for the time that we've shared together. Thank you for the blessing, Lord, not just that we've received here, but Lord, throughout our time, and as we've encouraged one another, as we've talked and as we've prayed, and Lord, thank you for how you have knit our hearts together in love and in unity, and so Lord, this is precious, and we give you thanks in Jesus' name, amen. And with that, we're coming to an end of our study on the Reformation and Martin Luther, and we'll wrap it up a little bit. Well, we have to wrap it up tonight, and so we will do that. Going from Mark, which we've kind of worked in and weaved in a little bit, but ending with Martin Luther, so we'll get there to wrap things up. But we have not sung one of Martin Luther's hymns, and we need to do that tonight. How could we not? And so if you if you would like to read it out of your hymnal, it's hymn number 10. If you just want words, it's in the back of your outline booklet. So you can have that with you wherever you go. This is probably his most well-known, at least in our language. And I think we have to stand when we sing this. Hymn number 10. That hymn takes on a little bit of a different meaning and has a little bit more impact to us when we consider the life of Martin Luther and what he was in the midst of in his life and in the church and the reform that was taking place and the threats against him, and to read and sing a song like this with such powerful words of confidence in God.